You're listening to the MPIR Movie Club. Movies for your ears.
This podcast is proud to be part of the Blueberry Network. That's blueberrywithnoes.com.
Hello, MPIR fans. This is Clyde J. Kale with a brief reminder. These shows are made possible through your donations. MPIR is listener-supported. If you haven't sent a donation in yet, please visit www.mpir-otr.com. That's www.mpir-otr.com. Please, a one-time donation of any amount via PayPal would be greatly appreciated. And thank you for listening to Mr. Play Internet Radio.
This is a motion picture of thrilling valor set to the thundering tread of marching feet, to the exultant beat of daring hearts, storming the citadel of gallantry. A story of men who were not heroes, but knew the meaning of heroism. Of men who were not saints, but lived excitingly, jesting against all odds, whose earth-shaking laughter mocked at the face of danger.
You go to Coney Island?
Well, it's some joint.
Ever shoot those electric guns to shoot down the airplanes?
Sure, I'm a shock at this stuff.
Want to know a secret, Friedman?
You ain't got any secrets. You're an open book. You ain't bright enough to have any secrets.
This is a secret, Jake.
What is it?
I never could hit those airplanes.
This book tells a story that happened long ago, way back in 1943, when the lead platoon of the Texas Division hit the beach at Salerno, sunny Italy. It tells of Sergeant Tyne, never had much urge to travel. Providence, Rhode Island may not be much as cities go, but it was all he wanted, a one-town man. Rivera, Italian-American, likes opera and would like a wife and kids, plenty of kids. Friedman, lathe operator and amateur boxing champion, New York City. Windy, minister's son, Canton, Ohio, used to take long walks alone and just think. Sergeant Ward, a farmer, knows his soil. Good farmer. McWilliams, first aid man, slow, southern, dependable. Archambault, platoon scout and prophet. Talks a lot, but he's all right. Porter, Sergeant Porter, he has a lot in his mind. A lot in his mind. Trinella speaks two languages, Italian and Brooklyn. And a lot of other men. Here's a song about them. Listen.
It was just a little walk in the warm Italian sun, but it wasn't an easy thing. and poets are writing the tale of that fight, and songs for children to sing. Let them sing of the men of a fighting platoon. Let them sing of the job they've done. How they came across the sea to sunny Italy and took a little walk in the sun. They took a little walk in the sun.
Douse that light. Douse that light.
Spotted us and are getting up a little reception. Fireworks, music, and that sort of stuff. Ha. The musicians in our own band have also struck up a little tune. Ha ha. The gentle waters of Mare Nostrum. That's really good. Mare Nostrum. Hey, Tinker. How do you spell Mare Nostrum?
What's that?
Mediterranean. That's what the Italians call it. It means our sea. I want to know how to spell it.
Why?
I'm writing to my sister.
What do you mean you're writing to your sister? You're packed in a landing barge bouncing on your Mare Nostrum and waiting to hit the beach like the rest of us slobs. That's what you're doing.
I'm writing the letter in my head, see? Then when I get a minute, I just put down what I remember in my head and the letter's all written. It's the best way.
What a system. Does it work?
Sure.
You just make up the letter in your head and then write it down later?
Hey, that's pretty good. Maybe I'll try it.
Works, huh?
Every time.
Well, suppose you got a bad memory.
You got a bad memory?
No, I got a good one.
Well, then why are you worrying?
Well, I'm not. I just wondered. What was that word you wanted to spell?
Mare Nostrum.
Never learned it, just in the city of St. Paul.
Still up there, huh? You're gonna get killed.
All one, too high.
Those shells ain't interested in us.
And then vice versa.
When a shell's looking for a guy, it don't whine. It snarls.
You kill me, you guys kill me. At Messina, they pitched a few strikes. Here, no control. What's so funny about Messina?
You lost a lot of good Joes, huh?
What do you want us to do? Cry about it?
That's a lot of cocky chatter.
It's better than having the jitters. Would it make you feel better if we told you we had the jitters?
Yeah. Would.
Well, we got them.
Bet that new lieutenant's got them bad.
Don't load your pack on the other guy's shoulders.
I'm not. His first time out leading a platoon he's never worked with before? Boy, I wouldn't want his job for anything.
Nobody's giving it to you.
Porter.
Fine time you pick to go to sleep, soldier.
Oh.
Anything the matter, sir?
Mary and Joseph all gone. Pete! Hey, Pete!
What's the matter?
Chalspinner got the lieutenant. Smashed his face all to...
I can't see anything.
I can feel it. It's messy. I think it took his whole face away.
Where's your flashlight?
You can't shine a light out here, Pete.
I can shine a light if I have to shine a light. Where's the thing? Cover over. Take a quick look.
I told you.
His left cheek and his eye covered with blood. Can't even tell whether the eye's there or not.
Douse that light!
Go get the first aid man. What's his name?
Williams.
Yeah. He might as well start earning his money.
Where is he?
Down on the stern. I saw him down on the stern.
Where's McWilliams? Where's McWilliams, the first aid man?
Who's that?
Sergeant Porter.
Oh, here I am, Sergeant. You want me, Sergeant?
The lieutenant's hurt up front. Sergeant Halverson said for you to go on up.
What's the matter with him, Sergeant?
Get up there and see. You want me to bring him down here?
Just ask him.
What is it, Mac?
What's up?
Lieutenant.
That last shell, huh?
Don't know. Going up to see.
Matter with the lieutenant, Sarge? Old rocking chair, get him?
He had his head over the side. He's looking for the binoculars.
Why was he looking at it?
Is he dead?
Not yet.
What do you know?
It's a purple heart, sure as little apples. How'd you like to have a purple heart, Jake?
Depends on where I got the purple heart. The leg's okay. The guts? No.
Purple heart means a nice quiet trip to Jersey City. Would like a nice quiet trip to Jersey City.
I'd like a nice quiet trip anyways. Haven't had a nice quiet trip since this war started. Jersey City do fine.
Should go back and see if I can do anything.
Why don't you?
The lieutenant's gonna die, he's gonna die. Nothing I can do about it. Nothing in the world. Blew a hole out of the side of his head.
In the head, no. Don't want a purple heart in the head.
Joey Sims got a purple heart in the head. I bet he'll look better when they're through with him than you do now.
I don't want a purple heart in the head.
Is Sergeant Halverson in command now, Sergeant?
He knows what to do.
He always knows what to do.
Shut up.
What did the lieutenant do before he went in the army?
He was a businessman. He worked in an office.
Well, I worked in an office. But I was no businessman.
The whole army's made up of businessmen.
You kill me. He'll be a businessman in 1956 while we're fighting the Battle of Tibet. I've got the facts down cold. Put him on a nice hospital ship and take him to a nice hospital and give him a couple of nice medals and take him home and give him his walking papers. And he'll go back to business while we're fighting the Battle of Tibet. I've got the facts.
Maybe you'll die.
Nobody dies.
Nobody dies.
These are the men of the Texas Division, United States Infantry. They are moving in through hell and high water, Rivera and Friedman, Tyne Porter, a Texan from Jersey and one from Dakota, a Texan from out near Duluth, Minnesota, Kansas, Maine, and Tennessee, Lord God, they're all in the Texas Infantry. They're all in the Texas Infantry.
I got to get word to the captain. As soon as we land, I got to get word to him.
Do you know what to do?
Of course I know what to do. We've been briefed.
That farmhouse may be pretty hard to find.
It's on the map. And there's a road from the beach that leads right past it.
6 miles is a long way. What do they expect on the beach? A reception committee with a dozen taxis?
That's the story. How's it coming, Mac?
All right, I guess. We better get him to a doctor, though. He ain't gonna be pretty anymore. He might not be alive anymore, either.
Bad, huh?
I guess so. He's trying to talk all the time. Can't you hear him?
I didn't hear anything.
It ain't words. It's just talk.
Is he comfortable, Mac?
He wouldn't know whether he was comfortable or not.
Tough ticket.
You don't mind.
Nearly time. Well, Mac,
you can pick us up later. When it gets lighter, you'll see a road running from the beach. We'll be on that road.
Hoist tail. Hoist tail. Hoist tail.
Honey of a show on that beach. A honey of a show.
Take them up 100 yards from the beach and then hit the dirt. I've got to get word to the captain. Then I'll pick you up.
Why don't you let me get word to the captain?
Remember, 100 yards from the beach and hit the dirt. Doesn't matter to me where you are. I don't care if it's in a pig pen.
Okay, Hal.
What's wrong, Eddie? They did give you the job.
You know the lieutenant got wounded. His platoon sergeant, I'm in command. Each one of you knows what to do. Porter's going to take you up on the beach. Just go with him and do as he tells you. Understand?
Cold water. Every time it's cold water.
I'll take you in a wheelchair. You and your purple heart.
Get them up there, won't you, Porter?
Sure thing, Hal.
This beach isn't mine.
109.
Hey, where's the fire?
113. You think I'm going to get caught out on that beach? Anything liable will happen there. 118. 119. 120. We'll hold here. Spread out. Hit the dirt.
Why here?
Because it's 100 yards. 100 yards is 120 paces. I figured it out back there on the bar.
All here.
Good.
Dig in.
What for? We'll be out of here in a couple of minutes.
We're taking no chances.
Dig.
Well, I just conquered Italy.
You can have it. You can have the whole country. I don't want any part of it.
I ain't going to give you any part of it. I found the loving place, and it's mine.
It's yours. Cold.
It can't be cold. It's sunny Italy.
You read the wrong book.
I read the soldier's handbook. It said this was sunny Italy. Are you calling the soldier's handbook a liar?
What page?
I forget the loving page.
You always forget the loving page. I wouldn't trust you with a pop gun.
You got to trust me with a pop gun. I'm a machine gunner with a machine gun.
Things on that beach suddenly went dead quiet. The silence was bad, very bad. Was the enemy 50 miles away? Was he just behind the beachhead, waiting? If a machine gun would only start up, a man would know what to do. But a man can't fight a vacuum.
How long do you think Halverson will take?
Shouldn't be much longer.
How do you know?
I know everything. What do you think they gave me the soldier's medal for?
For pulling a nurse out of a swimming pool in Savannah.
I didn't think you knew.
I know everything. Who held up the platoon for 20 minutes in Sicily while he stuck his snout in a barrel of wine?
I'd do it again if I knew where those are bound. Do you know where those are bound?
There it goes.
Well, we know where we are now, all right. Bet they get her in 10 minutes.
When they do, the war will be over. All we'll have to do is sit here on the beach and watch the rest of it being fought out.
What are you batting your gums about?
Oh, it's cold.
A profound comment. It's always cold at dawn. Even if I'm up all night with a girl or playing cards or getting plastered. Dawn comes around, I begin to shiver. My feet grow icy, my teeth chatter.
Me, I'm hot. You feel me.
Nothing can warm me.
A fire wouldn't be bad.
No, even a fire wouldn't do any good.
Profound comment.
9 1/2 minutes to get the gun.
Why should it take Halverson so long?
He'll show.
There was no need for the lieutenant to get hurt. No need at all.
Done it anyway.
What are you going to do if Halverson doesn't come back, Porter?
How do I know?
They'll be sending the planes over, son.
If the planes come over, we'll take a powder. Halverson can...
Take a powder where?
Try and find that farmhouse.
The sun will be up soon.
Even at 9 o'clock in the morning in the sun, I'd still be...
Why?
Don't ask me why. That's the way it is.
You guys kill me. You kill me. Sergeant, I want a discharge. I'm all bought out.
In the last war, they sent a guy to France. That's all there was to it. They just sent him to France, then he went home. Simple. Real simple. But what do they do this time? Do they send you to France? No, they do not send you to France. They send you to Tunisia, then they send you to Sicily, then they send you to Italy. Who knows where they'll send you after that? Maybe we'll be in France next year. Around Christmas time, maybe. Then we'll work our way east. Yugoslavia, Greece, Turkey. No, not Turkey. All I know is in 1958 we're going to fight the battle to them. I got the facts.
Kill that.
So I want a discharge. An honorable discharge. I've done my share, but the next guy can pick up where I left off.
You tell him, Jack.
I think I hear plane. Because I was wrong. I thought I heard him.
It'd probably be ours anyway.
Well, they'd better be. We've got enough guys in the Air Force.
There goes Jerry's gun. Told you, 8 minutes.
It should have been you, Revere. Always it should have been you.
It always is me.
Archambault. Go take a look down there.
Every dirty job in the Army is my personal property.
Nobody's going to shoot you. Go on your gut.
Why the gut, then?
Because I said the gut.
You killed me.
Putney.
Last pack.
Get your filthy hands off it. Ask and I'll give.
You call that claw clean?
My own dirt I can eat.
Match.
They are kind of dirty. Man's hands never seem to get clean, even if you don't touch nothing. Just stay dirty. Sort of a special kind of dirt. GI dirt. Bet one of them criminologists could take a sample out of a guy's fingernail, put it under his microscope and say, that's GI dirt. The dirt's always the same color no matter what country you're fighting in. Funny thing, I wonder why. Say, never saw that fella till he moved. Camouflage. Say, I'll bet that's what GI dirt is. Camouflage. Think I'll write Francis a letter about that. Dear Francis.
You can't see the beach or the water. It's all stopped. No shouting, no firing, no sound of motors. The war is over.
Smells like rain.
See if you can smell me a plane.
Just a little while ago, the place was crawling with troops, and now, for all we know, we might be here alone.
Planes will be coming soon. They always come soon. If we were in those woods.
Halverson said he was...
Yeah, I know, Halverson said.
I never saw anything like it. I never saw anything like it in my life. Everybody's gone away. They forgot us. They don't want us in the war. Halverson must be playing blackjack down on the barges.
A butt.
What happened to the one I just gave you?
I sent it home. They're cutting down on the butts at home. A butt. A match. Thanks. Faced, I have friends.
What's the dope?
No dice. I didn't see Halverson anywhere. They're bringing down the wounded now.
From where?
I was talking to a couple of guys down there. They ran into some trouble with that machine gun.
How about Halverson?
I told you I don't know anything about Halverson. I saw Mac, though. He says the lieutenant's dying. Mac says if the lieutenant dies, he'll go look for Halverson. The ocean's full of stuff now. I guess they're bringing in the rolling stock, the heavy stuff they're bringing in. The place is crawling.
How does the beach look?
Empty.
Where was the machine gun?
They didn't tell me. Over there somewhere.
Who didn't tell you?
The two guys.
The dirt!
Seems like this war is nothing but waiting. Waiting for your chow, waiting for your pay, waiting for a letter from home.
It's a long, long time a man spends a-waiting, waiting around in a war. I think of a girl I've never seen. Her hair is black and her eyes are green. Her name is Helen, or maybe Irene. It's a long, long time away. I think of all the things I haven't done, all of the women I haven't won. It seems like my life ain't really begun. It's a long, long time away.
Think I'm going to spend the rest of my life here? They're crazy.
Take the subway home. Here's a nickel. It's the only nickel I got. My last tie with the States. Take it. It's yours. It's worth it to get rid of you.
Take a tank for a Frank.
Tank, Frank. A poet, a Shakespeare. The Bard of Avenue A. The Card of Avenue A.
You guys kill me.
He's worked to death. He's got those open period blues. He had to crawl down to Jones Beach on Little Reconnoiter, and he's worked to death. He wouldn't have kicked if it had been Coney Island.
Grow like yourself. When I'm out of the army and you're sweating it out off in Tibet, you'll be laughing out the other side of your face.
Hey, Sergeant, how long are we going to stay here? My tail's cold.
We'll stay here till it freezes to the ground. There's a lot there to spare.
Any ideas where to go, Trasker?
Yeah, Pike's Peak. If I was there, I'd run up backwards.
I'd go in my hands pushing a pinot with my nose, then I'd take a train.
Railroads are jammed these days.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Come on over here with me, Bill. You too, Hoskins. Look, something's wrong. I know something's wrong. Halverson should have been back by this time. Am I right?
Sounds right.
There's no sense in it. There's no sense in it at all. We hang around here any longer, we're liable to screw up the whole works.
Planes will be over soon.
Sure as little apples they will. And sure as little apples they'll be sending a few tanks along here pretty soon while we're still up in the air. My idea is we ought to leave somebody here in case Halverson shows up and go ahead ourselves while he's waiting. 6 miles is a long way.
Long and weary way.
What do you think?
It's up to you, Eddie. You know what you're doing.
I've got to know.
Do it then. I've got something up.
Listen. Planes. You hear anything?
Guns.
Hey, Sergeant, it's guns.
Where are they coming from?
They're coming from out to sea, aren't they?
I think so.
You sure?
Probable, sure.
That's it, then.
Must be ships shooting a plane.
That's the way it is. It sure as little apples the way it is. All right, off and on.
Here we go, Jake.
We're going over in the woods. Squad columns. Up to it. Hoist tail.
How do we know those ain't our planes?
Because the ships are ours, dope. We've got the only ships in the water. Boy, I wouldn't be a sailor for nothing.
We're going to stay here, Eddie.
Stay here for what?
Halverson.
I don't know.
I'll stay.
Okay, Bill, you stay here.
Hoist tail! Get moving! We haven't got all day. Get those squads moving! Spread them out!
We'll be over in the woods, Bill.
Leave me your glasses, will you?
Okay.
Shake it! Shake it!
The way you come walking over that ridge like you were back in Missouri looking for daisies.
Nothing to worry about. I looked the situation over very carefully, made up my mind there was no danger, so I walked instead of crawled. Picked this up for self-protection. Where is everybody?
Gone over into the woods. Afraid planes were headed this way.
Yeah, I heard the echo. Lieutenant's dead.
It's too bad.
Yeah. Halverson's dead, too. Deader than a doornail.
You sure?
Guy in A Company told me. Machine gun got him coming out of the water. Stitched him right across the middle.
That leaves it up to Porter. Four ways from the jack.
What?
Nothing. What's going on down there?
Well, do you mind if I smoke? Is it okay? Well, they're bringing in the big stuff now. And Coast Guards, everywhere you look, Coast Guards. Gee, I'm glad I'm not down on that beach anymore. The place is sure gonna get strafed. It sure is.
We'd better be getting over to the woods. The planes will be here in a minute.
Noisy.
Put out that butt.
You know, the lieutenant never moved his hands. Poor devil never even moved. Dropping sticks on our transport.
From the sound of the explosions, they missed.
Was no miss. No miss at all.
We better sit tight here. There may be a few fighters around somewhere. I don't want any fighters to catch me in an open field.
I don't want any fighters to catch me in an open field either. I wonder what's happening down there now.
Plenty. Plenty of plenty.
Must be a honey of a show on that beach.
Wonder what it'll be like when we hit France, Mac.
I don't know. I never seen France.
But it's just a long concrete wall with a gun every yard.
What's happening down there is worth seeing, too.
Bet they'll set the water afire with oil, too. Boy, when that day comes, I want to be somewhere else far, far away. This is bad enough.
This ain't so bad. At least you know where everything is. You're here and the bombs are out there. It's simple. The way you are and guys being killed are where they are. It's simple.
Yeah, I guess you're right. We got a grandstand seat.
Yeah, the only trouble is you can't see nothing. That's the whole trouble with the war. You never get to see nothing. You fight them by ear. Yeah.
Gotta guess what's going on.
Gotta guess and let you see. Sarge, can I go take a look?
You stay where you are. I want you to be here.
Good thing, Dirk.
I see the planes, Mac. Six of them.
Is that all? It's not many, is it? Gee, you'd think they'd have a couple of hundred around up there. Just goes to show you.
Just goes to show you what?
Just goes to show you.
Funny. Maybe there's more coming. No? There's six of them.
I tell you what, Sarge, I got an idea. What say I take the glasses and go over the ridge there and take a look at the water? We ought to know what's happening, hadn't we? We ought to know what's going on.
We know what's going on, Mac. It's no point in it.
No point in guessing.
We got to be getting along to the plateau.
Well, Sarge, you wouldn't go through an open field with them planes up there, would you? I wouldn't do that.
No, I wouldn't either. They're out of range now. Probably gone after bigger game.
Suppose I took the glasses and went over the ridge. Maybe there's a new landing coming off. Look, we'd want to know if there was, wouldn't it? Stands to reason.
Go and take a look, Mac. Go and take a look.
It's just for the record.
Get it off your mind.
I think it's a good idea.
Don't hang around, though. Those bombers may be back. Here, take a good look.
Just saying, oh, it's look when I got him right in the mouth. In the middle of a word.
I'm scared.
This is the story of one little job, one day from dawn. Just one battle more in a long, long war, and the men of a single platoon. It was 53 men started out that day along the Italian shore, and some of those were mighty good Joes who'll never see the sunrise anymore. Poor boys, they'll never see the sunrise anymore.
Don't you want to live here?
I didn't say I wanted to live here.
It's a nice country, full of opportunity. Just look around you. Opportunity, that's the big thing. This country is full of opportunity.
You can have it.
Is that a way to talk about a country where you're a guest? They'll kick you out.
No, they won't.
Do you know who you're fighting?
They never told me. Germans.
That's all I want to know.
You're screwy.
It's life.
We were the same draft board. Same day.
Forget it. He was a good guy.
Okay.
Tibet.
Okay.
Go away. A butt.
Archie's taking it hard.
Nobody dies.
The Saturday Evening Post has the best covers. That guy, what's his name? Norman Rockwell. He can draw covers to beat all... He had some covers about the Army.
Yeah, I'll take a camera picture any day. Drawing's okay, but it ain't real. I like things to be real.
This guy Rockwell made it look just like a picture. I used to look at them. Looks just like a picture, I used to say.
You'd never have known it was painted. Should have taken a picture and saved time.
You can't get the touch in a picture.
Drawings was all right. We didn't have cameras, but now they got cameras, so you don't have to draw.
That's screwy.
Why is it screwy?
You might just as well say that now they got moving pictures, there's no sense in taking regular pictures. You might just as well have a movie on the cover of a magazine.
Someday they'll have it. Maybe.
No, they won't. Maybe someday they'll have movies that'll smell, though. Maybe the scene will be in a garden or something. You can smell the flowers.
I'd like to see one laying out brewery so I could smell a beer. If a guy came up to me right now and said, what will you give me for the schooner of beer? I'd give him my G.I. rifle, my G.I. bayonet, and even my G.I. pants.
It's time. Hey, Sarge, it's time.
Well, come on. Come on, for Pete's sake. What happened?
Hobson's dead. McWilliams is dead, too. The plane got him. And the lieutenant died.
That does it. Trask is dead here. Hoskins and Giorgio got wounded.
Well, I got the lieutenant's map case.
Did you get it from Halverson?
No, the barge. I had it all the time. I was going to give it to you.
What's in it?
I don't know. Look and see. There's the sea coast. There's the beach.
Here's the wood where we are. There's the road. It's about 100 yards to the south. Halverson was a little off.
Where's the farmhouse?
Here, this must be it. It's the only house. See, where's the scale?
Mm-hmm.
It's about 6 miles, all right.
It's near 7.
What's that?
Rocks, high ground.
It's marked for a machine gun. The farm building's marked for a machine gun, too.
And that's me. I like to work indoors.
Bring it over here. Let me see it. Spread out.
Giving you trouble?
Well, that bridge.
What about it?
You have to blow it.
Yeah, blow it.
Jerry will bring stuff over that bridge.
Thing getting bad?
Any buzzards.
You want somebody to help you down to the beach?
Not me. They'll be strafing that place for weeks. I'm going to stay right here.
What about Giorgio?
What about Giorgio? Look, man, you're in command. Don't ask so many dopey questions. Leave me alone.
Cousins, go ask Giorgio if he can get back to the beach by himself.
It's light stuff coming from inland. Battle's beginning.
Yep. You've got to get moving. Get your squads together. Get them on the road.
Giorgio says you can have the beach. He wants to go along.
He can't go along. He'll be setting up a hospital here pretty soon. Tell him to stay here.
Tell him yourself. You're wearing the stripes.
Squad 3, fall in on the road.
Second squad, fall in.
You'd better go down to the beach, Giorgio.
Wait a minute, Sarge. I'm wounded. I got privileges. I don't want to go down to the beach. I want to go along.
You can't go along. You won't do any good. You can't do anything. Now go on down to the beach.
I'll stay here with the sergeant.
Suit yourself. Let's go. We're going to move. Where are the binoculars, Bill?
Holy mackerel. I forgot them. McWilliams has them.
The only pair we had. They're not doing him any good.
I'll go back and get them.
Oh, never mind.
Sunny Italy. Another little hike.
You should have to carry this.
I am happy with you, dear. You make me very happy.
Now listen, men. When we hit the road, we'll go in three squads. We'll bust Hoskins' squad up. Kramer, you take the first squad. Archambault, Cousins, be scouts. Rankin, connecting file. Ward, you take the second squad. Tyne, you take the third. You bring up the rear, get it? Now, for Pete's sake, keep your eyes open. Anything may be coming down that road. If they bring up tanks, they'll probably bring them along the road. Be ready to pan out at any time and keep the bazookas ready. When I blow my whistle, head for cover. And I mean cover. Keep your eyes open for planes. They may try to shell the road, too. I don't think they're wide awake yet, but they're going to be. It's a stinking situation, right?
Right!
Okay, let's go.
Mail this for me, will you, Sarge? It's a letter to my wife.
Yeah. Sure.
Thanks, Sarge.
How is it, Hosk?
It'll keep. Got it on ice.
Take it easy.
Tyne, you're a smart apple. Keep your head.
I'm the boy.
I mean it. Keep your head. You may need it.
Always have.
I ran into an Australian in Tunis, and he slugged one into his leg at Marath. He's always going to walk with a limp. That's a tough ticket. Ruins you with the army.
You'll be all right, Hosk.
You're a smart apple. Keep your head.
Better hang on to this. You may need more than you have.
Thanks. Keep your eye on Porter. I think he's going to crack.
What makes you think that?
I've seen him crack.
He was screened just like everyone else.
Once in a while, a guy slips past the screen. It's hard to tell. He's a good man, but I think he's going to crack. It's the way it goes. He's got a lot on his mind. Keep your head on.
Okay, I'll see.
So long, Giorgio.
That's a funny thing.
What?
About Giorgio. He's an Italian. His old man came from this country. All he'll ever see of it is a beach and a little piece of wood. Funny thing.
Yeah. Funny thing.
Well, see you around, Hosk.
Yeah. Around.
Supposing this road is mine.
Don't worry about it.
That's one thing I want to do when I get back. I want a nice collection of records.
I know a guy must have had millions of records. Millions that guy had. He worked in the NBC studios. He had all kinds of autographs. You couldn't name anybody he didn't have an autograph of. He even used to sign his records. He had a record of the Andrews Sisters with all three of their autographs. That's the kind of life.
Just the music is all I want. I got one collection, but I want a big one. I got all the Bing Crosby records except the last one.
You know Russ Colombo? My sister used to be nuts about Russ Colombo. She stayed in her room all the time the day he died.
When did he die anyway?
I don't know. Must have been about 10 years ago. She was a kid. She's married now.
Her husband in the army?
Beats me. I never heard from her.
Maybe it's in a war plant.
That's the life the war plants. I read someplace those guys make $400 or $500 a week.
I don't care about the dough. I'd just like to be able to go home at night.
If I had gone to the army, I was going to California.
Have a job there?
Yeah, I just always wanted to go to California. Out with the movie stars.
It could have been something else. It could have been the engineers or the tanks. It could have even been the Navy. They looked at me and said, here's a guy that can walk. They finished me, all right.
Everybody walks, even monkeys.
Yeah, there are limits, plenty of limits.
I've been thinking, how long we've been in the army?
Murder.
Look at Hoskins. He gets a lousy little dig in a leg and he's out of the army. But he doesn't want to be out of the army.
Justice.
Where are we going, Rivera?
I am going someplace where I can set up this weapon. Then I'm going to shoot this weapon. I am not going to walk anymore.
There are our limits.
Archambault is sure angry at this country. Look at him beating it to death.
Oh, you're an insensitive lump. He's still got Trasker on his mind.
I've got lots of dead guys on my mind. Did you see that? Did you see that? Right out of the blasted sun, the dirty Kraus.
There's some wounded across the road. My squad, I think. I'd better go over.
Wait a minute. He may be back.
I'll take my chances.
Want a hand, Sergeant?
I want to help him.
Get over in that ditch!
You ready to get one?
Yeah. Get in the ditch!
Ready to get it.
Arm and shoulder.
Give me a hand with it.
Get in the ditch!
He's that.
Never mind. Dugan's dead.
I know.
Look at that, Jerry!
You guys want me to die of gangrene?
I looked you over, Smitty. What you got is no worse than a scratch.
It hurts. Burns like fire.
Doesn't yet, but it will. Take over, Joe. What can we do with him? Can we leave him here?
We'll have to. We can't take him with us.
I think we'd better get on with it, then.
I'd wait a while if I were you. There might be more planes where that last one came from. Better take 10 anyway.
Tell him, will you?
Take 10. Take 10. Take 10.
Hey, Sarge, can I smoke?
Burn. Take 10. Take 10.
Cut me, Friedman. It is 7:35. Match.
Take 10.
It is 7:35, Friedman. And in 30 minutes, we've covered a mile. On a dry track, too. A whole mile.
Stop griping, Doughfoot. At least you're a mile away from the beach and the shells.
What was that plane shooting at us, jelly beans? Oh, by the way, have you dined yet, Sergeant?
Yeah, and you have, too.
How can he turn down a tasty dish like this? Do you know where they get this stuff?
Sure. I know where they get everything.
Where do they get this stuff?
You know the sewers?
What sewers?
Any sewers, the Hoboken sewers.
How do you know? You got a brother works in the sewers?
Never mind my relations. You want me to tell you how they get it out of the sewers?
No, I'm eating it.
We should be in the Heine Army.
They wouldn't take me. Why should we be in a Heine Army?
Food. Good food.
How do you know? You a spy or something?
How about that HQ we walked into in Sicily? Wine on the table, steak, picture.
That was officers' mess.
So what? Do our officers' mess get wine on the table? Do they get steak? The Heinies are really eating.
They won't be.
Listen, chum. In 3 years, the whole world will be eating sea rations. I got it from a friend.
Give it back, Tom. I ain't interested.
What do you get out of it, Friedman?
Out of what?
The business.
What business?
This business.
I ain't a member of the firm.
You saw that Messerschmitt.
Yeah?
It was after you.
I wasn't in when he called.
There'll be another one right along any minute now.
I won't be in then either.
Friedman, you're a draft dodger. You're a yellow Friedman.
That's what I am, all right.
I catch you kidding me again, I'll kick you in the gut.
What's eating him?
Don't you know?
I've got a headache. A rotten headache.
Tough.
You trust this operation?
How do you mean?
You know. I don't like the ring of it. It doesn't ring true. Something funny about it. I wish he'd cut out that groaning.
He ain't too bad. He's just working for his Purple Heart.
I don't like the responsibility.
You're stuck with it.
We'd better get moving, hadn't we?
I think we had. If I were you, I'd keep off the road.
Why?
Tanks. Let's take it along the ditch.
Okay. What about Smith?
I'll talk to him. How you feeling, Smitty?
In the pink, Sarge. In the pink.
You think you can stay here by yourself for a while?
Leave me some butts.
Sure you'll be all right?
Sure, Sarge. Just leave me some butts.
Somebody will be along to pick you up. He'll stay.
You better get started, then.
All right, hoist-tail. We'll stick close to the ditch this time. Keep the same formation, but stick close to the ditch.
Bum one of those butts back.
Sure, Sarge. Help yourself. How long do you think I'll be here?
Beats me. Shouldn't be long, though. There'll be plenty of company coming up this way soon.
What company?
Any kind you want. Just take it easy, Smitty.
If I want anything, I'll ring.
Hey, Smitty. Forgot to groan.
After Tibet.
What comes where after Tibet?
In the war. Where are we going to fight the war after Tibet?
How do I know? In bed.
There's a country. Can't think of its name.
There's a million countries. I can't think of their names.
All right. I just asked. Forget it.
Ask Victor McLaughlin. In the movies, he's always fighting that country around Tibet.
You kill me. Just kill me.
Hey, Arch, look. Guys, 500 yards to the left. I seen them.
What are they?
Search me. Too far away. Ward!
Two guys, 500 yards off to the left. Take a couple of men. Get down and see.
Johnson! Riddle!
Take it easy.
Man out. Hit the dirt.
Che cosa fai? Ritorna qui. Sono americani, sono amici. Se altri sono italiani, volevo fare amici con gli americani. Comprendi? Volevo fare amici con tutti. Siamo molto tardi.
Wait a minute. You speak English?
Sì, sì. Che cosa dici quando parli così?
Shut up. Come on.
Sì, come on, come on.
Couple of bites, eyes.
Can they speak English?
Not my kind.
Hey, Giorgio!
Giorgio got wounded.
Yeah. What's the matter with me?
Trinella!
You want me, Sarge?
Can you talk Italian?
Sure, I can talk Italian.
Talk to these guys.
What'll I say?
Ask them where they come from, for Pete's sake.
Da dove venite? Un compatriotto, bravo amico, sì. bravo amico, come va che fai l'italiano?
Sono figlio d'italiano, ma sono un soldato americano.
Ma come va che tu ti trovi qui? Com'è? Soldato italiano,
mio
soldato americano,
italiano.
Ma come fai?
Non
posso capire che cosa fai.
Ehi, Tranella.
Chi?
Aspetta un momento, ho sorgente se
provare la rabbia. Da dove veni? Oh, venivo da Torino.
He says he's from Turin.
Where's that?
Well, it's north, way up north.
I don't mean that. Find out where they're coming from now.
Oh, well, where are you coming from now?
Oh,
I mean... Da dove venite ora?
Oh, sì, adesso veniamo dalla montagna, ci sta una battaglia grande, ma prima scappate dai germani, non dobbiamo combattere più noi altri, sai?
He says that there's a battle up there, that they were running away from the battle. Before that, they were running away from the Germans, that they're no longer fighting.
Ask him what's going on up there.
Hai visto parte della battaglia?
Sì, ero coccato inteso, guardavano i germani che portavano le tanco, quelle grandi che chiamano le tigre, sai?
He says they were lying along the road and they saw the Germans bringing up some tanks.
When was this?
I tank. Wonderful.
Oh, non so, non c'è orologio, ma adesso un'ora, due ore, che sappiamo, non sai niente.
He says he's got no watch, he's not sure, maybe a couple of hours, maybe less.
For the love of Petronella, see what you can find out, ask him some questions.
I am, Sergeant.
Well, find out something.
Ask him if he knows this country.
Sai tu questa contrada?
Sì, lo conosco molto bene, sono del nord, ma è stato qui una volta, il reggimento mio è stato qui.
He says he's from the north, but he knows this country, he was once stationed here.
Good, where's the map, Eddie?
What map?
Oh, it's here. We have here a map of the area. Tell him that, Tranella.
Venica. Abbiamo qui la carta topografica di questa sezione. La conosci tu?
Ah, sì, sono anche caporale, la conosco molto bene.
He says he knows all about maps, that he's a corporal.
We are about here, I think. Ask him if I'm right.
Siamo qui?
Ah, sì, qui c'è la fonte della battaglia e qui ci stanno le tanghe.
He says, yeah, over there's where the battle is and over here's where he saw the tanks.
Is it bad country?
È una brutta contrada.
È molto buona per le figlie, molte ravine, molte rocche.
E molta polvere.
He says that it's good country for defense, rough, with a lot of ravines. The young punk says it's dusty.
How many Germans?
Quanto tedesco?
Non so, sappiamo soltanto che è una cosa che siamo persi, non combattiamo più.
He says he don't know how many Germans are around.
He must have said more than that.
Well, he says that they're beaten, that everyone is beaten, that they're no longer soldiers.
Sì, ma io ho ammazzato un tedesco.
Bene, bene, bene!
What did he say?
The young punk says he knocked off a kraut.
Ask him where.
Dove?
In cavo, con una pietra.
Ma questa è una cosa buona, ma dicemi una cosa. Di quale parte dell'Italia viene questo caso?
Questo qui è nato in Palermo e anche io.
Mio papà viene di Palermo, mio nome è Tranella.
Ehi, Tranella.
Un momento, sergente.
Sì, conosco il paese di tuo padre, sai. Noi altri siamo lavorati, non volevamo la guerra. Ma che cosa potevi fare? In Germania non ti do l'alternativa, caro mio.
Tranella, what are you talking about now?
About Italy. He comes from the section near where my old man came from. He says he's a working guy. He didn't want the Germans, but they don't give you no choice.
That's malarkey. All these guys are always looking for a way out.
Yeah, well, what do you know about it? The section where this guy comes from, my old man told me they've been fighting the Germans ever since they came in, and they're still fighting them, too.
Okay.
Non potevamo ritornare alla casa. Le tedesche camminano come le tarantole, caro mio. Italia ha fatto un gran sbaglio.
What's he saying?
Un gran sbaglio.
He says now they can't go home, that the Germans cover the north just like beetles. He says there's lots of things the matter with Italy.
You think we've nothing to do but sit around while he tells us what's the matter with Italy?
Well, I just thought my old man would like to know.
Let your old man read about it in the papers. I know what's the matter with Italy. Find out about that hill with the farmhouse on it.
This farmhouse here. Ask him if he knows anything about it.
Che casa quella lì?
Oh, sì, la conosco, questa qui, la casa della farma.
He says, yeah.
Ask him what kind of bridge this is.
Che classe di ponte questa?
Questo ponte, una parte di legname, una parte di ferro, una concreta. Chissà, c'è tanti ponti in Italia.
He says he don't remember. It could be wood, it could be steel, it could be concrete. There's lots of bridges.
A great help he is. Shut up!
Sì, io conosco un posto, sono molto tedesche.
He says there's lots of crowds a few miles along.
How many?
Quanti?
Non so precisamente.
He says he hasn't got any idea.
We might as well go on.
Might as well.
All right, men, get going. Thanks, Tranella.
Anytime, Sarge.
Tell them they can go.
Who's that? C'è una sigaretta, per favore.
Hey, Sergeant, now they both want butts.
Give them a couple.
Out of my own pack, for the love of...
Give him a couple.
Adesso non altro, se mi devo essere prigioniero, voglio mandare con voi altri.
Hey, Sarge, he says there are prisoners and they're gonna come along.
Over my dead body.
Noi non siamo più in guerra con l'Italia, siete liberi.
E noi dobbiamo fare alimentare.
Hey, Sarge, they don't want to go.
That's too bad.
E anche c'è la fame.
Now the punks say they're hungry.
Give them some K-ration. They can take this. When they get a mouthful of that, they'll wish Italy never went out of the war. They'll think twice about the Americans next time.
Well, that's a tough ticket, but I gotta leave it. Buona fortuna.
What's the dope?
Ah, they don't know anything.
We don't know any more than we did before. You expect to? They might have known something.
Ma va bene, non puoi venire con me, che mi vuoi fare trouble con questa gente? Va bene, va bene.
Slap happiest people I ever saw.
Dear Francis, just left a couple of Italian soldiers standing in the road. Now, cross that out. Just left a couple of Italian ex-soldiers standing in the road. Poor suckers, they still don't know what hit them. And in a way, it's their own fault. They let themselves be sold a bill of goods that they were going to boss the world. And now the guys that sold it to them are gone and they're left holding the bag. Poor suckers, right now they don't even own their own country.
You ever have a feeling that something was going to happen to you?
I have it all the time.
I've got it now.
Don't worry about it.
I've never had it before. I don't like it. Something's happened to me.
What?
I don't know. Can't figure it out. It's not that I'm scared. I know I'm not. It's just that I can't figure things out. Look, if you have to, will you take over? I don't feel good. Got a headache.
What are you going to do after the war?
Join the mob. Now I'm after.
What'd you do before the war?
Friedman, 60 million times you asked me that. I told you. I was an undertaker. I undertook stiffs.
How'd you like the job?
Made my hands smell.
Why don't you join the Graves registration squad of the QMC? That's right up your alley.
I can't spell. Hey, Judson. You look like a bright boy. Why don't you join the Graves registration squad of the QMC?
How's it pay?
Stinks.
And if you join it? What do you care about the future? You ain't even living in the present.
That's right, Jake. You're a smart apple, Jake. A character reader. A reader of character.
Hey, what do you mean I ain't living in the present?
I'll ask you. Where are you now?
Italy.
How do you know you're in Italy? Have you seen any signposts in Italian?
We just landed in Italy.
How do you know you landed in Italy? Just because somebody told you? You believe everything you hear?
Well, I've just seen a couple Italians.
Tunisia? You've seen a million Italians. Is that Italy? No, it's Tunisia. You're ignorant, Judson.
All right, if we're not in Italy, where are we?
Sunny France, marching up the Armistead. Where'd you think we was?
Italy.
I give up.
So do I. I want to get out of this man's army.
Me too. Move on. Hit the ditch!
Look, it's a jeep. It's our guy.
Hey, hey! Oh, hey! 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 Oh, hey! Hey! Hey!
Where are you from?
Oh, we're reconnaissance. See anything around here?
Not so far.
What's your mission?
Objective is some high ground with a farmhouse on it about 3 miles up the road.
Anything up there?
Wish I knew.
Want me to run up and see you?
Be nice if you'd scout a couple of miles. Take a lot off my mind, anyway.
Okay. It's the first time I've been to Italy. I'd like to see the country.
That's the kind of job to have. No walking. Solid comfort.
Between you and me, Jake, motorcycles scare the life out of me.
I didn't think you were scared of anything.
Women and motorcycles, Jake. A butt.
When I run out of butts, you'll be in a rotten mess.
I'll find a new friend.
I feel better. The road's clear. It might be all right after all. How long do you think it'll take him to get back?
About 10 or 15 minutes.
the idea of leaving the ditch? We got no orders.
The road's easier on the feet. It's simple.
It's time that rider was coming back.
He's only been gone 10 minutes.
Everything in the army is simple. You live or you die.
I'd still like to be sitting in his boots.
Whose boots?
A guy on a motorcycle. That's a life.
Well, are you feeding the lousy hero?
I like my comfort.
Well, the guys are dead pigeons, high mortality rates.
So what?
That was the first sergeant I ever saw on a motorcycle. Most of them are lucky to live and make corporal.
You ever think you'll live to make corporal?
Baby, I just want to live long enough to make civilian.
You got no imagination, Rivera. You're a lump.
That's what I am, all right.
Suppose you still think he'll be back.
He may have gone farther than we thought he would. He might have got a flat.
He didn't go too far, and he didn't get a flat. He ran into trouble. Did you hear any firing?
Didn't hear a thing.
He ran into trouble.
Listen, Eddie, I don't know what's the matter with you or what you're thinking, but you're going to have everybody with their tongues hanging out if you don't snap out of it. What's eating you?
I don't know.
Still want to be on a motorcycle, ugly?
Sure, it's a life.
In that guy's case, the question is it a life?
He's probably sitting under a tree somewhere reading a book.
For even it's optimists like you that cause all the trouble in the world. Where would he get a book?
How do I know where he'd get a book? Last pack, I'll let you watch me.
You got another loving pack?
All I got, baby.
A dragon.
I'll consider it.
Well, it's a funny thing how many people you meet in an army cross your path for a few seconds and you never see them again.
Who are you thinking about?
Even though you've never seen the face before, you may never see it again. You can't forget it.
Thinking about the guy on the motorcycle. Bill, I'm scared of the tanks. If they catch us on this road, they've got us cold like mackerel.
Tell them to take a break.
Jack, Phelps, Dabrowski, Long, Fenella, Tinker, Archambault, and all bazooka men, front and center. The rest of you take a break into the woods. Sergeant Porter wants you bazooka men up ahead. I'm giving you ample protection. When you get about a mile ahead of us, we'll follow. Good hunting. Archambault, you stay here. Watch the road. If you see that rider coming back, wave to me.
I'll never stand it till then.
Till when?
Till the Battle of Tibet. Every dirty job in the army is my personal property.
Something's up with the sergeant.
Which sergeant?
Porter.
Nobody tells me nothing.
Keep your eyes open. If you weren't smoking your last butts all the time and getting smoke in your eyes, you might know more about what's going on. But...
What's the matter with Porter?
How should I know? I ain't a doctor.
Thanks, Bill.
It's nothing. You just didn't think of it, that's all.
Yeah. I didn't think of it.
Apples.
What did you say, Sergeant?
Oh, guess I said apples.
Why?
Well, I was just thinking of them.
Oh.
What kind of apples, Sergeant?
All kinds. Baldwin's, McIntosh, Red's, Pippin's, Russet's. I was thinking I'd like to be cutting one open right now. And licking that juice off the knife.
Cut it out, will you, Sarge? Now you got me thinking about something juicy.
You like apples, Sergeant?
Oh, especially. Apples just happen to pop into my head. I like pears better.
Maybe we'll come across some growing around here.
We won't.
How do you know, Sergeant?
I'm a farmer. A good one. The soil's no good around here. It's no good at all. It's old and tired and worn out, see?
They say up north it's different. They say up north they grow grapes big as a man's head.
You can't convince me. My mind's made up. You know, once I make up my mind about something, nothing changes it except an act of God. Or my wife.
That sore's no good. It's no good at all.
Maybe too many soldiers have been walking on it. They've been walking on it for a long time. That's what always happens to a country when soldiers walk on it.
I wrote a letter to my wife.
All right.
I wrote it in the landing barge. It's hard to write something when you can't see it.
Why didn't you wait till daylight?
You never can tell. A man don't want to take no chances. I even wrote the envelope in the dark. It looked good.
How do you know it looked good?
I saw it in the daylight. Then I give it to Sergeant Hoskins.
What for?
To mail for me.
The guy will probably tear it open and read it. He's probably reading it right now.
Oh, he wouldn't do a thing like that.
You never know what sergeants will do. They do some awful funny things.
He wouldn't do that.
How do you know he wouldn't? Maybe he thinks there's money in it. Maybe he's using it for a bandage. He's got a bullet hole in it. Maybe he's stuffed in the bullet hole.
You're crazy. You can't stuff paper in a bullet hole.
How do you know you can't?
It crinkles.
Boy, what a dope. Next time you get a bullet hole in, you stuff some paper in, see how it feels, and you'll know.
Cut that stuff out, Riddle. If you mail a letter, he mail a letter. Now, leave him alone.
I was just kidding, Sarge.
Yeah, you got a mean streak, Riddle. Somebody's going to paste you one of these days.
I'll wait. Okay, Johnson, you mailed your letter. But you never know what sergeants will do.
They won't do anything.
It's time we got moving, Eddie.
Go aboard, will you?
Hey, Ward. He don't feel so good.
A guy can pick up anything in this kind of a country.
Ward. I can't go on. Tarn is taking over.
Well, it's okay with me.
Tarn's a good man.
I know he is.
You can work with him, Ward.
I know I can.
You can go on, Eddie.
I don't know. Do you ever feel like you wanted to lie down and never get up?
Sure I have.
That's the way I feel. Like I want to lie down. Never get up.
The guy gets tired after a while. You've been at it a long time.
We've all been at it a long time.
Why don't you lie down, Eddie? You might feel better.
I need you, Ward. Maybe I rest. If I lie down.
Poor dirt. Poor country.
Armored car coming! Enemy armored car! Take cover!
Eddie!
I was close, Sergeant. I was close.
Leave him alone.
What's the matter with him?
He's sick. How do you suppose it got by our bazookas?
I am sure a grenade at it.
It's a good thing you didn't. What do you think, Warren?
I don't like it none.
Go on back, Archie. Keep your eyes open.
Why do I have to always pull this stuff? How about somebody else for a change?
Okay, get someone else.
I'll do it. Here, Arch, watch this rifle. It gets in my way. You would, too.
Tanks.
Yeah.
Our bazookas let the armored car go by to get at the tanks. And it'll be coming back. We've got to get it.
Without the bazookas, we'll have a sweet job.
We might knock it off with grenades if we're lucky. A grenade under her belly might knock it off the road. We'll shake up the driver anyway.
How about machine guns?
We'll throw everything we've got at her. Eddie.
Leave him alone, Ty. Nothing you can do.
No, I guess you're right. Set your squad down by the road as close as you can get and throw grenades on the whistle. Just on this side of the road, though. Otherwise, they'll be throwing grenades in each other's lap. Where's Rivera? Rivera!
Got a butt, Sarge?
How's your gun, Doughfoot?
Okay.
Set it up down by the road. That car's coming back. We're going to try to get it with grenades. When the grenades go off, let the car have everything you've got. Rake it, Capri.
Yeah, sure.
Set it up in a hurry.
Right.
I got a job. They just hired me $100 a minute.
It ain't enough.
Coming?
You mean I'm invited?
I got a silver-plated bullet with your name on it. Your name's Appleglass, ain't it?
Yeah, that's me, all right.
And you're invited.
And I'll come.
Well, that's good, especially since you've got the ammo.
Better line up your squad, Ward. When the armored car gets abreast of that boulder, see?
Yeah.
I'll count 10, then blow the whistle, okay?
Okay.
My squad, off and on.
Don't anyone else do anything. Just stay back and hang on. Then shoot the works. Did you get that? Don't anyone else do anything. Just sit tight.
Come on, Horn, you here. Randall, get in there. Okay. Now you get a whistle. And so help me, the first guy that throws before he gets a whistle is going to get this grenade right between his teeth. If you want to live, throw straight. You won't get another chance. Johnson, you understand?
What do you think I am, Sergeant? An amateur?
No.
Wendy. Watch Porter. Don't let him move around.
You're wounded. You don't have to be bleeding to be wounded. You've just had one battle too many. Yeah, you're out of it now. No more guesswork and waiting and wondering for you. You've built yourself a foxhole. Up there. Ain't nothing in the world that can make you come out of it. Keep crying, we understand.
Ever go to Coney Island?
All the time. Some joints.
Ever shoot those electric guns to shoot down the airplanes?
Sure, I'm a shark at this stuff.
You want to know a secret, Friedman?
You ain't got any secrets. You're an open book. You ain't bright enough to have any secrets.
This is a secret, Jake.
What is it?
I never could hit those airplanes. I used to miss those airplanes all the time.
Maybe I better go away. Maybe you ain't safe to be with. How'd you ever get to be a machine gunner?
Bribed a guy.
I want a transfer.
Friedman, it's too late. You're stuck with me.
Where are you going to get that car with you?
I'm going to aim for the knees, and then I work north.
You think this stuff will go through armor?
Never has yet.
Easy. Easy.
Hold your fire. where you are. There's nothing out here you haven't seen before.
Okay.
Nice looking ruby. Wonder where he stole that. Don't know if they heard all this noise up ahead, but whether they did or not, we better blow out of here.
Right.
Get that gun down, Doughfoot.
Right. Some smoke screen like a loving bat.
That armored car's probably full of holes.
Like a cheese, like a loving cheese.
I bet you never put a hole in it.
I never miss.
How about the airplanes at Coney Island?
Those were airplanes. That was Coney Island.
Okay, Rivera, you're a terror.
I'm a killer. I don't know what this platoon would do without me.
Win the loving war.
That's right. Win the loving war.
Yeah.
You take over my squad.
Why me?
Why anybody else?
Fair enough.
Oh, Johnson.
Yes, Sergeant.
You stay here with the sergeant. Don't let him do anything. Just keep him here, you understand?
Suppose he tries to go somewhere.
Don't let him.
How?
I don't care how. Just don't let him. Eddie. Eddie, how do you feel? Okay, watch him, Johnson. Now, listen, men. Getting that Jerry car was just a lucky break. We heard tanks up ahead, and we still don't know what's happened. Next time, we may not be so lucky, so stay on the alert. Aren't you and cousins, go up ahead. If you see anything, just shoot. Okay. You got the direction, Arch.
Can't miss.
All right, let's go.
Our patrol ahead!
Our patrol!
We lost Phelps, Dabowski, and Long. But we knocked out two tanks and an armored car. Took every bit of bazooka ammo we had to do it. Might as well get rid of these, huh?
Turn them over to Summers.
Okay.
I hope we don't meet any more tanks. Without bazookas, I don't want to meet any more tanks. Or armored cars either. Where's Tinker?
He's all right. He's up ahead.
Okay, let's go.
Camping when you were a kid?
Every time we get in a bunch of trees, you ask me the same question.
Every time I get in a bunch of trees, I remember it.
For the millionth time, no. I never went camping when I was a kid. I lived in the city.
I lived in the city too, Schmigeggy. I got on the train.
You told me.
Well, I'm telling you again.
You're a jukebox, Rivera. Somebody keeps putting nickels into you.
I ain't talking to you anymore. Hey, Judson.
Yeah?
Did you ever go camping in the woods?
What woods?
Get that, will you? Any woods.
No.
Judson, you don't know what you missed. You ain't ever lived until you toasted a Mickey over the coals. It ain't like the army, chow. You can sit around a campfire, see, and shoot it all night if you want to. You can go fishing, all that kind of stuff.
Outdoor man.
Next time they make you a civilian, Judson, try a camp in the woods. Just tell them I sent you.
Tell who?
The birds and the bees. Didn't your old man ever tell you about the birds and bees?
No.
You hear that, Friedman? Judson never heard of the birds and bees.
That's terrible.
Shall we tell him?
Maybe we'd better.
Give us a butt, Judson. We'll tell you all about the birds and the bees.
Ain't got a butt.
Good thing they invented trains for traveling salesmen.
All right, kill me. What's the gag?
No gag. But if they didn't have trains, all the traveling salesmen would have to walk. What a job that would be.
You're a traveling salesman. You ain't been taking any trains lately.
What do you mean I'm a traveling salesman? I'm a murderer.
You're a traveling salesman. You're selling democracy to the native.
Well, that's what I am, huh? What do you know? Where'd you get that malarkey, Jake?
Out of a book.
A book?
You're a decadent Democrat, Rivera.
That's what I am, all right. To get back to traveling salesmen, how many of those Joes do you think would have become traveling salesmen if they had to walk everywhere?
I don't know. I never knew a traveling salesman.
Maybe I'll be one after the war. You get to cover a large hunk of territory.
Baby, you covered a large hunk of territory and you ain't nothing.
Friedman, I've been good to you. Every time you needed it, I always gave you my last franc. I treated you like a brother. And every chance you get, you needle me up the back. What kind of stuff is that?
I'm antisocial. I got gaposis.
Maybe you should go off somewhere.
Where?
How should I know? I treat you like a brother and you stick a knife in my back. He's a crumb, ain't he, Judson?
Yeah, everybody's a crumb. Wish I was home in bed.
Anybody who would sleep in the noontime is a dope.
He's a dope.
Take it easy, Arch. Don't get too far ahead.
Didn't know I was. I was almost asleep on my feet. Didn't get any sleep at all last night.
Keep awake now.
Okay. Say, Sarge, you think I'll make Sarge by the battle of Tibet?
Sure, Arch. I'll make you a general.
So I wanted to know. How much farther is this farm?
We ought to be breaking into the field below at any minute now. Keep your eyes open and stop when you see the field.
Right.
How's it going, Tim?
I've been here before.
How's baby?
I'll wake her up when it's time to feed her.
Still thinking about apples, Sergeant?
Yeah. And I've been doing my darndest to think about other things, like cold well water, cold cider fresh in the jug, or ice cream. But it don't do no good. I still keep thinking about apples.
The guy always wants something when he can't get it.
Yep. I should be thinking about that farmhouse up ahead. But how many men are there? But how are we going to take it?
That's all I keep thinking about. It's a big red apple.
Someday I'm going to walk into a country and they're going to put out a rug that says welcome. And they're going to let me walk in on it. That's what I'm going to do someday.
When?
Next Tuesday, Chowderhead. How do I know when? 1983.
I'll look you up then.
It's a loving way to see Europe.
Oh, if it hadn't been for this war, the nearest you ever got to Europe would have been the Staten Island Ferry.
Anybody can go to Europe. I know a guy once waked his way over on a cattle boat.
Why?
He wanted to see it.
He must have been a honey of a dope.
He was my cousin.
Then I know he was a honey of a dope.
Friedman, after we get up in this farmhouse, I'm going to take you out in the barn and beat the bejabbers out of you.
What with?
The battle of this loving gun.
I thought you were really going to get tough.
There she is.
That's it, all right.
On the nose.
On the nose.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know yet, but I'm going to go up and take a look. Why don't you come along?
Take it easy.
I had those binoculars now.
Can you see anything?
Not a thing.
How about the windows?
Sun's on them. I wish I knew. I wish I knew.
Know what?
Nothing. Let's get back.
How's it look?
It's quiet. But I don't like it. It's too quiet.
Yeah, they're bad when they're too quiet.
Windy.
Yeah.
Come here. Here's the setup. There's a stone wall, runs clear around. There's a clear slope up to the house from the wall. Not much cover. Pretty hard to tell just what the story is. If I had that pair of binoculars, I would have been able to see more.
You think there's anyone there?
That's just what we don't know. Anyway, we're not going to take any chances. We'll send a patrol up first, 4 or 5 guys.
I'll take it.
I may need you here.
I want to take it.
Okay, you take it. Pick yourself 4 men.
I'll go.
No, you don't, Doughfoot. I need this little instrument.
I want 4 volunteers. 4 Congressional Medal of Honor with 10 oak leaf clusters, volunteers.
Any extra pay?
Oh, no.
Then I'll go anyway, just to make them feel ashamed.
Good.
I'm a hero. I've been up front all day. I might as well stay there.
All right.
I'll go along, Sarge.
Okay, 1 more.
First guys that get to that farmhouse will get the wine. I'll go.
All right, that's 4.
Pass out the purple hearts, Mother.
Keep it there. And remember to cover if anyone needs it.
Right. Okay, Chief. Let's go.
All right. Let's go.
portable walls that go with every war. See, they happen next time. I wouldn't want you to be disappointed. It's a pretty good spot.
This will do for a while. I ain't planning to raise a family here.
How's the farmhouse look to you?
I'll rake the joint.
I think it's okay. You got plenty of grenades?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stay 5 yards apart and keep on your gun. 5 yards apart. Come on. Go on your gun.
Good luck.
Same to you. Fix bayonets.
Shouldn't have tried it.
Did everybody get back?
Tinker. They got Tinker. I think they got Rankin. Rankin didn't come back.
I knew it. I thought there was only three. Is that Tinker?
Yeah.
Why don't you pull him in?
It's no use. He's dead.
How do you know he's dead?
I can tell when a man's dead.
Oh, what a mess. What a rotten, filthy, stinking, no good mess.
Could have been worse. I could have waited till you all got up there and then let you have it. Could have been a lot worse.
It's bad enough.
You all right, Trinella?
In a pink.
Cousins?
Okay.
Tough luck. Now we've really got a job on our hands.
Yeah.
No element of surprise. They've got us cold. They've probably got a machine gun in every window of that house. No one can get near enough to use a grenade.
We only had a rocket. Just one rocket left for our bazooka.
But we haven't got a rocket.
No. How about waiting till dark?
We can't wait till dark. We've got to get in there and get in there fast. We'll just have to figure something out.
I wonder who they knocked off. It's too far away to see. I hope it ain't anybody I like. I hope it ain't anybody I know.
Me neither.
It was beautiful. The way I messed up that house was beautiful. I could do that 50 times a day.
You better keep your eyes open. They'll be sending a halfback around this end with a grenade stuck in his mitt. They only have to do that once a day.
Knuckles to them. I've seen them coming around my end by the millions. They never gained a yard around my end. I'm indestructible. Nobody dies.
Nobody dies. Okay, corpse.
But he's careless with firearms. Joke. I can't think of a thing. They've got us cold. Pretty and cold.
It's no place for a gentleman. Please, teacher, can I leave the room?
You and Tinker. We should have given you some cover, too.
That wouldn't have made any difference. The only thing I hope is they haven't put through a call to send a couple of tanks. That'd really put the screws on us.
I don't think they will. We've got a lot of planes around here. They'd probably be afraid the planes would see the tanks.
Makes you think so.
I just got a feeling.
I just got a feeling, too. I wonder if Rankin's dead.
Gee, I don't know.
I guess he's safe where he is. He can hang on.
Yeah. If anybody can hang on, Rankin can hang on.
Just look at this leaf.
What about it?
Look at the complications. Think of all the trouble it took to make this leaf. You never saw nothing as complicated as this.
Not as complicated as that. The human body's the most complicated thing in the world.
It ain't no more complicated than this leaf.
Sure it is. That leaf's just a little thing. The human body's a lot bigger.
That's what I mean. It's got a lot more to be complicated about. This leaf ain't got nothing to be complicated about when you get right down to it.
What's so fancy about it?
Look at the veins, for instance.
mean to tell me that Lee's veins is more important than human veins?
I didn't say that. I only said look at them.
All right, I'm looking at them. So what?
They're fancy.
The trouble with this map, there's no detail about the farm. It says the wall ends down by the river. We know that already. Doesn't show us anything new at all. Might as well toss it away.
Or if we tried the river.
What did you say?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Come on, Wendy. This is no time to be writing letters to your sister. What did you say?
I was thinking that...
Spit it out.
I said I'd bet if we tried the river.
Well, what about if we tried the river?
Well, we could circle the farm by the river and then crawl along by the bank.
So maybe he's got something there. Go on, Wendy, what else?
Well, how about forgetting the farm entirely? How about just crawling along the wall, then waiting along the bank of the river till we get to the bridge, and then, boom, we blow her. How about it, huh?
Say, you're a pretty shrewd guy, Wendy.
I tell that to myself all the time.
Don't sound bad.
It sounds good.
We'll have to work fast.
Awful fast.
Yeah. What we'll do is this. Ward, you take a patrol and go first. Wendy, you take another one and follow. If Ward gets jammed, you pitch in. I'll stay here with the rest of the platoon. I'll give you exactly 30 minutes. Then we'll hop over this wall and head for the house. You can tell when we start because I'll put Rivera to work. You can't help but know. The crowds will think we're coming up from this side, so they'll pay us all the attention. Then you can blow the bridge. As soon as we hear you blow it, we'll all get up and rush the joint. How does it sound?
Sounds right. How about you, Wendy?
Check.
Well, that's the story, then.
You cut yourself out a tough job, Ty.
It's suicide. I'm a hero. We're all heroes. This'll mean a good conduct medal. Okay, pick your men. You too, Wendy.
Joe, Sam, Sam,
Roy,
Horn,
Adams,
Trella,
Monty,
Miles.
Warden Wendy will tell you what the setup is. It's kind of simple. So simple it could go wrong very easily.
Can't be any worse than Louisiana maneuvers.
I don't know what else to say except it's a stinking situation, right?
Right.
Good luck.
Okay, you gravel agitator, let's go.
Jack. Take a note to Rivera.
Hey, Rivera. Somebody's coming up there.
Maybe it's Marlene Dietrich. Has it got legs?
I can't see. It's the way they walk in the army. It's Joe Jack. Look at that guy travel.
Not much style.
Why do they always stick you out in left field? Why don't you hang around where a guy can get at you?
There are three ways to do things. The right way, the wrong way, and the army way. It's the army way to stick me out in left field. What you got, Joe?
Message from Tyne.
Wish I had my glasses.
Cut it, cut it. What's he say?
Doughfoot. Two patrols going, try go round farm via river. I taking rest platoon over field. When blow my whistle, synchronize watch 11:40 hours. 5 minutes after going up field on dot. Give cover 15 seconds before. Give cover upfield. Remember, cover 11:44 and 45 seconds. Hope ammo holds out. We are going all the way. That's all.
How's he signed?
Tyne, Sergeant, USA.
Formal, ain't he?
If this thing is right, it's 2 minutes to 11:45. The patrol's left yet, Joe?
Yeah, they left before I came.
Okay, hop back and say we're all set. Tell Tyne I said good luck.
I'll tell him, Rivera.
Nobody dies. How's the ammo?
It's been worse and it's been better.
Tyne really cut himself a piece of cake. Hey, Friedman, what's this mean? 5 minutes after going upfield on dot. I don't get it.
Let me see the note. Oh, I get it. It means that 5 minutes after he blows his whistle, they're going up the field. He wants us to go to work 15 seconds before.
Oh, is that it? Suppose they'll give me money for overtime?
Sure.
It's a tricky business.
Looks like we'll be getting a new platoon pretty soon.
Mary and Joseph, there's a lot of good men going on in this war. Why don't they let us alone? I wish I had a green Nazi right in the palm of my hand. I'd crush them to a pulp. Why don't they let us alone?
You catch on slower, Vera, but you catch on good.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
Not looking. Thinking. Ward thinks we'll never make it across the field. Ward thinks you're throwing yourself away. Ward thinks...
I don't care what he thinks. I'm in command here. Where's that jacket? Get back.
Slip, Sarge.
Shh. See that you don't slip again.
You ought to write a letter too, Tinker.
How'd it go?
Rivera said it's okay. Said good luck.
Nice of him. All the watches are synchronized now. We only have to check with Rivera.
There's Tyne's whistle right on the nose. Even the second hand's right on the nose. So help me, I'm going to cut that house right in two.
If the ammo holds out.
The ammo had better hold out.
5 minutes before whatever. Yep. I figure right behind that farm. Quiet.
That's good.
Hope it stays that way.
How do you feel about things, Arch?
It's a long war. That's all I know about it.
Still worried about Tibet? Yeah.
Sometimes I think we'll never get out of the army. Honest, that's what I think.
I used to think I'd never get in. So I figure I'll get out someday. Could be worse.
I don't know how. You don't know. You don't get all the stinking details.
I got a stinking detail right now.
Who hasn't? Maybe we can sleep all day tomorrow. Maybe Germany will surrender tomorrow. Who knows?
Who knows? I'm gonna check with the men again.
Remember, when you hear the bridge blow, get up and run for the farmhouse. Run fast. Pass the word along. Remember, when you hear the bridge blow, get up and run for the farmhouse and run fast. Pass the word on.
What's the matter, Sarge?
Stomach. Feels like it's screwed up in a tight knot. Feeling a little sick, a little dizzy.
Who doesn't?
It's 45 seconds to go. 45 seconds before Rivera opens up. Fix bayonets. Fix bayonets. Hey, Arch. Good. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Either those cop gunners are dead or they're just playing with us.
It's deserted, absolutely deserted. Let's really catch up.
Another second, we'll blow up to kingdom come.
What are you laughing at?
It's so funny. We're going to blow up a German bridge. I feel just like a little boy on Halloween stealing a parson's cake.
Come on.
Nothing slower than crawling. Nothing in the world. How long would it take to crawl around the world? 100 years? 1,000 years? Nobody dies. Miles closer to San Francisco, Hoskins. 6 miles closer to Joplin, Mac. 6 miles closer to St. Paul, Tinker. It's a long way. But it's the shortest way home. The only way home for all the decent guys in the world. It all adds up. Nobody dies. My head's spinning. Everything's spinning.
That house. Fields. Sky.
Letting that thing to sink it. No wonder it stopped.
You sure did. They didn't find Baby.
Nope, they didn't find Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Francis, we just blew a bridge and took a farmhouse. It was so easy. So terribly easy.
Just a little walk in the warm Italian sun, but it wasn't an easy thing. And poets are writing the tale of that fight and songs for children to sing. Let them sing of the men of a fighting platoon. Let them sing of the job they've done. How they came across the sea to sunny Italy and took a little walk in the sun. It's that walk that leads down through a Philippine town and it's Highway 7 north of Rome. It's the same road they had coming out of Stalingrad. It's that old Lincoln Highway back home. It's where the men fight to be free.